Nigga, that shit had like a fucking wine glass dispenser with like a fucking cooler. Yeah, that's in it.
That's oh my god, that's pushing like parking pee.
Ooh, man. I got a question. Random.
Go ahead.
What race would you be if it wasn't black?
Ooh, if I wasn't black. Ooh, Puerto Rican.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, straight up.
Damn, that's a good answer. Oh,
yes,
damn.
Yes. Be bilingual anymore.
Shit.
Yeah, they be calling me papi and all that. Yeah, having that's me make facts, bro. Chingafungo and all that. Yeah.
I'd probably be Italian, bro. Just because.
I ain't gonna cap. That's a good answer. That's a better answer. Low key, that's a better answer.
I mean, I guess that's basically white, I guess, but like.
Nah, you got different factions.
I would definitely be Italian, bro. Food by son. I know.
Oh yeah, like, most definitely. My grandma. My mom massage.
Yeah, we have Sunday dinner all the time.
Yeah,
nigga.
Ooh.
Facts.
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans got good ass food too, though.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes. Straight and up. They have like they. I love their culture.
Disclaimer: this is only if we couldn't pick black, though.
Of course, we would not like want to be any other race but black.
Yeah.
Facts. I probably want to be like an Islander or something like that. Like probably Jamaican if I had to choose like a different black.
Yeah,
but
I'm
black still, so it's like I love it. Yeah,
I would probably be like Jamaican if I could pick another black.
Yeah, I wouldn't be Haitian though.
Why not?
You don't know what they say about Haitian niggas?
No, I don't.
It's about niggas named Eugene.
Shit, every African niggas named like Paul. Paul Nguimbadu.
Nah, if his name is Gene, that nigga ain't shit. He got like three bitches.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, bro. Like, Haitian niggas cheat.
Niggas cheat.
Niggas cheat, but Haitian niggas take it to a whole different extreme. And I'm just saying, allegedly, because that's what I've heard. I don't really know any Haitian niggas.
Yeah, me neither.
To be right. But I know the ones that I have known have been like low key some players. So it's like, hey, I don't put it past them.
You probably slanging BBC, nigga.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, man.
No joke. Like, shit. No joke.
Pause.
They ain't even pause. Like, statistically speaking, they have larger dicks than like the rest of the world. Like, still, that's some real shit. Like, it's objectively true. Shit.
But regardless, welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all.
Because it was just flashback. Alright, just go ahead. I'm gonna say it afterwards. Damn, that shit was hilarious though.
Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. You already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the granny slayer, the panty player, and the milf taker. You know what the fuck going on. Totally the light over the stove for the young nigga. I am hungry. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome to the motherfucking podcast. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Sirski.
Of course, we have some juicy topics. But I wanted to say, before we get into the sponsor, I want to say the reason why I bust out laughing when you said that, because I just seen like these niggas that's super viral on TikTok. By the way, like, it's so easy to go viral and be famous on TikTok.
Yeah.
But his whole thing is saying like, it's your boy.
What?
That's his whole thing. Like, that's his whole thing. Every video, it's like, it's your boy.
How do you even spell that?
He got a way to spell it too. His TikTok name is like, hold up, bro. We'll get into that later. But of course, we gotta get into our number one and our only sponsor as of right now.
What's the scenario? A hip hop card game that's fun for all ages 14 through 40. If you're from up north, you'll love it. Down south, you'll love it. North, east, west, it doesn't matter. You're gonna love it. It's fun for all families and everywhere. All right, nationwide, international. I'm trying to tell you, if you love hip hop and the culture of hip hop, you would definitely be interested into purchasing this game. All right, and guess what? If you want to get free shipping for said game, you can
use the code SSL podcast when you check out.
Yes, sir. And let them know the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you.
So you got the topic. So
So first, Doja Cat. Yeah, she lost about 200,000 fans on Instagram.
Like,
well, followers.
Okay.
Followers on Instagram because of the social media rant that she had, and I feel like it was a mental breakdown.
I don't want to make rash judgments based off of what she said, because
yeah, of course.
it wasn't something that was so, it wasn't like on some Kanye shit where they start saying outlandish ass crazy shit.
Yeah, it wasn't like anti-Semitic.
Yeah, it was just like her feelings type of thing. So I don't want to discredit it and say she was having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
But she did,
She did kind of, yeah, she violated.
She did too much. Yeah. I can say that much.
She said, if you call yourself a kitten and you're a fan of me, that means you need to get a fucking job. Get out the fucking house. All right. And help your mom with the fucking bills. All right. That's not exactly what she said. I'm making that up. But that is along the lines of what she was saying. Yes, all right? Yes. Yeah. She was calling you a fucking loser.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
which, basically, in all honesty, I stand with her. Like, if you're calling yourself a kitten, you're a fucking loser. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you calling yourself a kitten? Like, this is just me personally. You know how when Lil Durk said, I remember claiming Dipset.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, who the fuck is claiming Dipset? Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Hail Catching Trackhawks for, you know, reference purposes. It's like,
but he was a kid though.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But just like, it's like, I never saw like the
alright, my bad.
I never saw like the importance or the reason for calling yourself like a Cena maniac or like a part of the beehive or some shit like that. Like, if I'm a fan, I'm just a fan. Like, I'm not a fucking brony.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. Like, I agree. There are extreme versions of fans. Like, there are, like, the Beehive and shit, and the Nicki Minaj fans, and the mainly female artist fans. Taylor Swift fans are also pretty, like, they what? Go in.
But, nah, rightfully so, though, because Taylor Swift, she invites fans to her house. Like, she actually pops up. She does, when I say she does a lot for her fans, she does a lot for her fans.
Yeah, I'm not in tune with
that. That's why she goes platinum every time she drops.
Facts, because her fans buy her albums. They will buy her albums. Facts.
And also, for just future artists out there, always treat your fans with love. People will forget what you've said to them, but they will never forget how you made them feel. I promise you.
Yeah, but there are extreme versions of fans for sure. Oh, but at the same time, you cannot discount how you make these fans feel with your music. Music is one of the most influential art forms there is. So when there's like literally in these comments and shit, I look at the comments all the time. It's always somebody like, yo, your music saved my life. And that's, it'd be real shit for them. As corny or cringe as it might sound to certain people, it'd be some real shit for them. So Doja Cat music probably saved somebody's life.
I don't see how.
And she's like, nigga, I don't even fucking know y'all. I don't know.
But it's like from a realistic perspective, she's got a point.
But exactly, because there's two sides of this. It's like, damn, you discounting how what your influence is in this industry and what your music has done for people. But at the same time, people are discounting the fact that y'all don't know her. She's an artist. She's
like, you're trying to base like you watching interviews or you listening to her music to having a personal connection with
exactly.
her.
Exactly. And
you don't even know her middle name. The only way that you would know it is because of Google.
Yeah, yeah, fact. I'm pretty sure her fans probably know her middle name though.
You know what? You're right.
It's not off the basis of actually knowing her and actually being around her and experiencing a real connection. So we shouldn't normalize this weirdo behavior of, oh yeah, I love her. Like, well, what the fuck does love mean if every bitch that you... Well, not every bitch, but you know...
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Everybody that influences you or make you feel good is somebody that you love and you feel like there's a connection to.
Just like I can say... Like, who's one of your favorite artists? Like, someone who you feel like their music you genuinely connected with.
Kendrick.
So, do you feel like if you met Kendrick, do you feel he would be an asshole? Or do you feel like that's just something that... Oh, well, it is what it is.
Well, I do have a general basis of his personality based off of seeing other fans go up to him and shit. But me personally, I will pussy out. I'm not gonna lie. I think a lot. So, and I'm over analytical sometimes.
Yeah, I feel it.
So I can look at him and be like, "Damn, that's Kendrick. I don't want to be on no dick ride."
That like, would go through my head. I get it.
But yeah, that's a small percentage. But it's like, it's more like, damn, he might be just trying to enjoy like his free time or whatever, doing whatever. Like, fucking Michael Jackson was so popular that he literally had to wear disguises so people wouldn't recognize him when he go out the house. Because niggas would dead ass as soon as they see him out the house, ching ching ching. Hey, Michael. Because like that shit can be annoying. So like me, I'd be like, damn, bro. Shit, I seen Kendrick today. Fuck it. Like I seen him.
Okay, that's real. That's
I believe real. It. But yeah, at the same, there's two sides to this though. I don't think it's just she's completely in the wrong or the fans are completely in the wrong. They both entitled to how they feel in this situation.
I do think.
Well, actually, let me ask you the question. Do you think that this is going to amount to her fall off though?
I won't say it's going to amount to it, but it can become a catalyst.
Yeah.
It can become a catalyst to her downfall.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think, like, granted, because there's only 200,000 Instagram followers. Like,
yeah, true. Compared to, like, she only... Hold on. Let me see how many followers she has.
Shit, I'm pretty sure it's, like, in the... I'm going to guess 5 million. Bro, deadass women that don't have...
I'm not even following Doja Cat. That's terrible. Bro, she has 25.6 million followers.
So she Yo, hop off her dick, nigga. Bro, this is one of those situations where you hear the context and it just brings down the whole importance. Now, you mean to tell me she lost 200,000 out of 20-something million?
Man, that's probably bots. Man. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my gosh. Like, okay. And
guess what?
There's going to be fans that's going to come back.
So Okay. Basically, that just answered the question. Yes, her career is going to be fine.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, facts. What the fuck? Wow.
Like,
okay.
Ain't no fucking way. Y'all really tried it.
Real ones out there, dude. Like, these people are real people. Just because they make good music don't mean they're above that. Like, we all bleed the same.
So oh, yeah, most definitely. Know. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. If I saw Kevin Gates, like, out in public, I'm not going to, like...
dick riding that nigga.
Nah, I'm not dick... fuck yeah. But I'd straight up and be like, whew. Sneak up and be like, hey, Mr. Gates, like,
I don't knock a nigga for doing that too. Like, you got the courage to walk up on him.
Look, I ain't trying to cause too much attention or nothing like that. But you know, when you be like, I'm retarded. Like,
you gonna ask for a picture?
Hell yes.
I feel that. I gotta show the gram this nigga.
Oh, no, shit, I wouldn't even show, dude.
Fuck you, nigga. No, I definitely would.
Dude, like, you know, wait, Lil Wayne's manager. I got a picture with him.
Who the fuck knows him though? Like, I'm gonna be honest. Nobody know him. I'm dead ass. All right. Nobody know that nigga. It's not like Kevin Gates. Especially like an artist that you love like Kevin Gates.
Okay,
like,
true.
Just a manager of an artist that you love. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, true.
Like, I would if I met Kendrick and I had got a picture, I'll post that shit. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Yeah. But I'll be like, bro, Kevin, like, listen, I would just love to have just like a 5-minute conversation with you because there's a few songs that you've made and I know if you don't like them, I get it, but those have actually like helped me in life. Like, I felt that, so that's exactly how I'd be. And if he'd be like, nah, look, baby brother, like, look, brother, like, nah, I gotta get to my yoga class. I'm like, I'd be like, I'm heartbroken.
You gotta unfollow him on Instagram.
No gays, no. Oh yeah, I'm blocking.
Yeah,
like, bro, I'm going on a whole like smear campaign.
Oh god, nigga, go on Twitter and make fun
of
him.
I'll make sure that nigga, bro, I'm gonna hack that. I'm gonna get somebody to hack that nigga's account. Oh shit. All right, but regardless, to wrap up that, the moral of the story is treat your fans with respect, and also fans, y'all have to understand that artists are human too and they go through shit.
Yeah, I mean, and don't undermine the influence and power you have when you are a creator. Even us, like, I'm pretty sure if not now, in the future, as we doing this podcast, there's going to be certain topics, certain things we talk about that's going to quote unquote save people. Mm-hmm. And we have to be mindful of that and not shit on the fans. That's why we have to make sure that we give our fans appreciation every time, because honestly, first of all, without one it wouldn't be the other. Without
facts.
Fans it wouldn't be a Doja Cat.
Facts.
So
hey.
But I mean, like, I hate that we just found out how little of a percentage of her followers it was, because it just takes away
like 5%.
Yeah, it takes away all the importance of this. Like, it's not important anymore. Like, I'm sorry. Moving on to music picks of the week.
Oh man, I've been waiting on this one.
Oh, okay. You have? Good, because I have not had my picks.
Oh no, I got my nostalgic picks though. That's the sad part.
Nostalgic picks. I could pick some nostalgic picks for sure.
But my first pick, Hot Box by Big Yevo, featuring Wiz Khalifa. Shit is so hard. All right, don't worry, I'm gonna play it for you later.
I'm gonna pick a Wiz Khalifa nostalgia pick too. I think this is, no, I think this is 2014. Oh, so that's not nostalgia. Damn, Wiz Khalifa made a remix to OG Bobby Johnson, but I forgot what it was called.
Smoking on OG with Bobby Johnson. Oh, that was so stupid.
But damn, what the fuck? I think it was probably OG Bobby Johnson, just Wiz Khalifa version. I'm gonna just say Wiz Khalifa version of OG Bobby Johnson. After 28 grams. After 28 grams mixtape. Wiz Khalifa used to go hard, bro. I think he kind of generic now. But that's a, I guess that's a modern pick because that was 9 years ago.
Second pick for modern. Attention by Doja Cat.
Okay. You were just listening to that when I got in the car. It sounded like that's what that was.
Shit, I don't even know.
Well. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah, it was.
No Flocking. With Kodak Black. Yeah.
Okay.
First thing that came to mind.
All right, that was kind of weak. But
I know. Right. But I'm going to be better in the nostalgic picks for sure.
So my first nostalgic pick, Make My Dreams Come True, Hall & Oates.
You an old nigga, and you washed up.
Man, that shit hard, bro.
But Hall & Oates is some old nigga shit. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, straight up. You make my dreams come true. Imagine being at work listening to that shit.
I wouldn't. That's not my work vibe. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like,
bro, sometimes, hey, man, I be having those, like,
what's that, I think it's called My Name is Charlie.
What?
By Charlie Wilson. I forgot the actual name of the song, but you know what I'm talking about. Everybody heard that Charlie Wilson song.
Okay.
I think it's called My Name is Charlie.
Last name Wilson. Yeah, I know. I think I know what you're talking about. Ooh, Stir It Up by Patti LaBelle. Yeah, nigga.
Shit.
Yeah.
I
can't prepare today.
I didn't. God damn.
I've been listening to a lot of old music lately, bro.
Shit. Alright. Damn.
I was gonna say Fireside by Arctic Monkeys, but then I was like, nah, niggas ain't gonna actually look that up.
Who the fuck made Mary Jane? My brain is saying
Bob Marley?
Hell no.
Oh.
I want to say Rick James, but that just don't sound right.
Yeah. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. It makes me feel alright. She makes my heart sing.
And I'm feeling low.
So I'm about to take some blow.
Mary
Jane.
That song was hard as fuck though. Yeah, that shit hard to this day.
Not for real. And she's a super freak, a super freak. She's super freaky. She's a very freaky girl. The type you can't take home to mother.
No, I never jacked that song.
Wow. That's that coke music.
Yeah. On God, bro. Dead ass.
But yeah, I never thought it was. I just have coke energy. I don't.
That's a good movie coke song, yeah. And I hate to discredit it like that. But like when it's in a movie at the right scene,
she's
it can make it better.
Alright with me.
You know, I wonder how many movie credits that shit got. Movie and TV show credits.
A lot.
Cause I know I've heard that song in so many different movies and TV shows. Mm-hmm. But that's been our music picks of the week. Go check those songs out if you haven't already.
Check those out, my nigga.
Matter of fact, shit. If you
my nigga.
If you on Spotify, go to the poll and let us know your song picks of the week. But yeah, that's been our song picks. And so the second topic I don't have.
Cardi B throwing a mic at a fan who spilled a drink on her at a Las Vegas concert. Wait, no, was it in Las Vegas? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just go ahead and just say this before we even start it. If you actually look at the video, it was a pure accident. Somebody bumped that person's arm, and the drink flew out. All right, like real shit. a whole bunch of drunk people in a crowded area. Now, I'm not even going to sit here and dodge accountability. Well, not dodge accountability, but not hold accountability on Cardi for, you know, throwing the fucking mic. Because, one, you did not have to do that. You did not have to do that shit. Which, granted, I do understand it's, like, hot as shit out there. Probably, like, 102, 109 degrees. And, you know, I get it. You felt disrespected. But there's a different way to handle that. Like, in all honesty. And also, I need people to really get off of this lady's case online and trolling her and shit. It was an accident. Alright? Now, yes, to the people that are suing, I think y'all are wrong, honestly. Like, I get, you know, you want to come up, you want to bag. But I just feel like that's just, that there's no morals behind that. There's no integrity behind that.
See, that's where we disagree.
No, I could see if she punched him, or I could see if, like, but it could be handled out of court.
I mean, a lot of times, something like this probably gonna get handled out of court, but it's gonna take her filing a lawsuit for Cardi B to take it seriously enough. Because she can just bop this bitch in the mouth with a fucking mic. Move on. If there's no lawsuit, that's it.
Like, that's, yeah, true. That's it.
So you have to kind of file a lawsuit, even if Cardi B just like, all right, I'll give you $20,000, whatever. It probably is going to get handled like that anyway.
Bro, you better break me off at the very least $60,000 to $80,000.
I mean, regardless of the amount of money, because it's going to be the negotiations at the end of the day. It's like that lawsuit has to be put in place for Cardi B to actually take it serious, though, I think. But at the same time, I'm just like, man, I completely get it. Fans, and granted, you said that it was an accident. I didn't see that, but yeah, I'm going to just take your word for it.
It's like, now, granted, that I'm giving the perspective of if it was an accident. You can give the perspective of, let's say if it was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, like, if I think fans get too touchy and too weird when it comes to, like, celebrities sometimes. Just like we was just talking about. Like, shit, I've seen fucking fans try to get up on stage and hug artists and shit. Like, no, these niggas are here to put on a show. They're not here to fucking be like this. I guess God figure, because that's what kind of fans look at these niggas.
Yeah, like a megalomaniac.
Yeah, like they. Well, I don't know what that means actually.
Oh, having like, that's a mental disorder, having a godplex, a god complex.
It's probably a little different. But it's
you know what? You're right.
Fans put celebrities on pedestals and shit, and
idolizing
they don't. They sometimes that make them forget that they like people. Yeah, like they regular people just like us, and they do weird shit.
You know how when you clock in to work, like at the warehouse and shit.
Yeah.
That's the same way they feel when they clock in on stage, except it's just a difference.
Yeah.
It's a difference because of the atmosphere.
I do not expect her to just not try to retaliate when a bitch throws some shit on her. Like, I was like, damn, I completely understand.
Respectfully, you right.
She beamed the wrong person, but she, hey, it was close enough, goddamn. I feel like if she wasn't just moved over a little bit, she would have got her ass beamed.
Yeah.
Straight up on accident. And
it's like, you are not wrong, sir.
Yeah, bro. Like, a nigga, When you doing a show, and I've seen this plenty of times with male artists included too, like niggas throwing water and shit up there, like doing like weird shit. You at a show, you performing, somebody throws some shit at you, throw a fucking shoe at you. Niggas be throwing weird shit. You not going like do anything about that though? You just gonna be like, well, I guess I gotta be the bigger person. Like,
no, after the show, I'm getting security to fuck them up.
You get security to fuck them up during the show too. You probably get the crowd to fuck him up, depending on who you are.
Yeah, true.
Be Travis Scott.
I feel like it's just more gangster to have him do it like after the show.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
it sounds better.
Hey.
Remember that nigga? Beat his ass after the show.
Yeah, remember that nigga face. Remember that nigga right there.
That'd be crazy. That is kind of gangster. Like, imagine.
Yeah, be like, we not about to stop the show. Like, I'm gonna just be like,
hey, fuck that bitch ass nigga. Now you get beat the death after the show.
Finish the show and shit. And as soon as the show is over, just like get that nigga to Evon. Just Oh yeah, I'ma see you.
There's two sides to this. I don't think celebrities are above, like, they above the law in any way. She definitely did wrong for sure, lawfully.
But it's like, you can't.
At the same time, I don't think celebrities are above being human beings and reacting when some shit like that happens.
Yes.
So that's how I feel about that. Do I think it's warranted a lawsuit? I definitely don't. Like, some niggas need to learn how to just take their licks, bro.
Yes, bro. Like, yo, what happened to this generation?
Shit. The economy. Inflation. Inflation, goddamn. Niggas like, man, I need to come up, nigga. Fuck this shit. Fuck this bullshit. I need to come up.
I'm not about to slip and fall and bust my neck on some floors. Oh, like, God, yeah. Nigga, fuck so, something shit. Gotta give. Yeah. All right. Something gotta give.
I can definitely get it. Like, shit.
Oh, God.
But we can go ahead and move on if you have any other, if you don't have any other thoughts.
And last but not least.
So we're going to do our favorite, top three favorite. I'm going to do six because there's some audio ones I want to include in there, but I want to put them on a separate list just because they, you know, they good, but they not as good as video for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So number one, I got to go with the Kanye clip. That shit was fucking hilarious. My man did not know what the fuck Kanye even said.
At all. I was just like,
Yeah, he's like, wait, what'd he say? He gonna go get DEFCON 3 on the Jews. Oh yeah, that's definitely. Man, that shit got me weak every time I watch it. Number two, this is back in the day when my editing skills was like kind of ass. But it was talking about the gay dude like trying to fucking suck my dick. He was like, oh shit.
That was definitely one of my favorite scenes. Oh my gosh, yes, that was fucking.
That shit was hilarious.
As hell.
Yeah. And I'll have to say, for different reasons, but the Will Smith clip, just because it actually brought us up a lot on YouTube. It was our first big, highly viewed video on YouTube. I think it got 24K.
Yeah, facts.
So I would have to say that for a different reason. Not that like I thought it was the most funniest or nothing like that, but it was just kind of like a milestone thing. Like it brought us up a good 100 some subscribers.
Okay, my first.
Yeah. No, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Talking about toilet height. Oh my god, he's like 5'6". Wait, he's like 5'7". No, he claims to be 5'7".
He claims to be 5'3". Nigga claims to be 5'7". That shit had me rolling, bro. Like, what?
Oh god.
Nah, that shit was hilarious,
oh,
too.
Oh shit. Oh, second favorite. Oh, Diamond and Trish.
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
You talking about
the bitch one?
Yes, the bitch counter. Yo, and honorable mention, the when they were dancing and shit.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Oh my god, I was looking at that shit this morning. I'm just like,
yeah, bro.
What am I supposed to do? All
right.
Shit, just let him have it. Okay. Fuck Oh god. My third one. Oof. Niggas back in the day having fake jewelry and shit. It was like, not only do niggas ain't getting no money for real, nigga, but you're broke.
Bruh, nah, nigga. You talking about, we was talking about Mystical when he fucking that. when he robbed that bitch.
No, you sitting here raping bitches. But you're broke. And we said at the same time. Like, yo.
Nah, yeah, that shit, that was a good one, too. Damn, we got so many good ones.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Just honorable. I'm going to put these in my honorable mention, the audio episodes. One of my favorite ones was the Mariah Carey one. That nigga was trying to sue her. And we was like, nigga, you're broke ass. You're broke.
Like, nigga, you shut the fuck up. Oh.
Ray Pride, that's my second favorite audio one, at least.
Another one, when we went on the Open Relationship podcast.
Oh, you talking about?
He was like, ooh. Ooh, what you got over there, buddy? Yo, oh my gosh. We have so many fucking
dead ass.
Asking, are you down? Oh yeah, that was the first one. That was the first one you said. Oh god. Which is oh.
50 Cent son. I don't remember if that was actually funny or not.
Yeah, I don't remember that either, nigga. Oh, but the fucking open relationship, not open relationship, but Sorry Not Sorry podcast.
Oh, that was funny as fuck, yes, too. Bro. You know what? It's the quality of it that kind of like
that fucked it up. Yeah, yeah, that one would have. I feel like that episode would have definitely like taken us up.
Yeah, what that was a good ass episode. Just nothing but nigga talk.
Yes, yes, yes. Shit, and my last one. When we were talking about radios, like who really listens to the radio like that? Bruh, oh my god, we have so many fucking
last one, honorable mention, the trailer. Yeah, the trailer. Like, nigga, you all up in the camera with that fucking ding. That shit was hilarious too.
But hey man, you gonna leave me alone, let me live. Alright,
with that being said, man, follow all of our social medias. That's where all of our clips are at. Don't just tune in. We on
TikTok too, baby.
Yeah man, yeah. I mean, you know, we got a little different type of vibe going on over there. TikTok is not too friendly to our content, I guess, cause we kinda unhinged and uncensored sometimes.
Yeah, fuck y'all. But yeah, you know, we still fuck with y'all. Big
TikTok,
yeah, most definitely.
But we still gonna be posting over there though. Shit, check out our page. I think we almost have 400 followers.
Yes sir.
Yeah, so you know, we getting up there. We
slowly building. Without y'all there can be no us. My
facts,
nigga.
Facts.
We gotta take that lesson from Doja Cat.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if we lose 10 subscribers on YouTube, bro, that's what? A hit. Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah. that's a hard hit, nigga. We like, god damn, what the fuck happened?
What do we do?
You know what? With that being said, we gotta remember these times too. On God, cause it's like shit, bro. If we lose 10-15, nigga, we literally like, oh shit, nigga, we must have did something wrong. We must have said some shit. Like, what the fuck? Somebody must have fucking came to our channel and did a commentary video on our content.
Yeah, like, oh God, like, bro, what did we do?
Oh God, nigga.
Can y'all at least tell us what we did?
The facts.
And then come to find out, it was our second episode.
I can believe it too. I can believe it. But Instagram, YouTube, all that. We got a new Instagram where we're gonna be posting all of our other content. What I want to do is start doing shit, you know what I'm saying, going out to places or whatever the case is, even if it's like whenever, where the fuck we go on that hiking trip they've been talking about for like, well, yeah, we talk about that off here. Yeah. But like, even in things like that, we can like create vlogs and shit like that. So that content is going to be over there. I'm going to change the name, so I'm not going to say the name right now, just because.
But just know it's going to get changed.
Yeah, I need to know what's available and what I can change it to. But
yada da da mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that link in the description by the time this episode go out anyway. So shout out to all those.
Yada da da mean. And also, accept your friends, alright? Accept your friends for their flaws, alright? Just accept your friends. Yeah, yeah. Not unless it's like their flaws are just crashing out.
Yeah, you're like touching bitches inappropriately.
Yeah, nah. Report them niggas.
Yeah. Don't allow no squares in your circle,
Dog. Yeah, on God, alright? That's just like a PSA. That's just to all the niggas. We gotta make sure we give y'all a little life lesson in our programming, alright?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely. But now it's time to get to that. Wait, are we going to barbershop?
Let's just go straight to barbershop talk. I guess we can talk about aliens sometime in that if we run flat. But we gonna get a theme song maker soon. It's the best we got. Barbershop talk. Yeah.
Wow.
So boom, like, barbershop talk. Eventually, I also want to do like a real barbershop setting.
Yeah, where we actually like getting like our haircuts.
Real talk. There's niggas that we can get to like pull up to cut our hair too. We just kind of need the ambiance.
That'd be fine. It's like we do the first half, and then it's like, all right, y'all can come in.
Yeah.
Maybe do a whole scene.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fire as fuck. Yeah, once they pull up.
Bro, we gonna be hitting different.
Yeah, man, what? Like, hey, we got all the ideas. Just letting all the fans that's listening, like, we got ideas at this point. Right now, we just waiting on the time and the financial aspect of it to be able to, you know,
implement
these shits. Yes. Yeah.
So just know we got a lot stored up for y'all. Not for real. Like, if we gotten this far off of just our content, just thus far.
Yeah.
Yo, we appreciate y'all for sticking with us. Because, yo, the future is going to be so fucking bright. Facts, just watch. Facts. Just watch. Just watch. All right. Yeah. Fuck the feds. All right.
But in facts, yeah, that's also true.
Yeah. We love y'all, though. I want to talk about, like, some hip-hop, like, honestly.
Okay. Like, when you said that before, you were talking about, like, black health, wealth, and...
Yeah.
Shit like that. I mean, I still want to talk about that, too.
Oh, like, yeah, we can. We can. No, it's matter. Just, like, which one you want to talk... Because I was just going to go into straight, like, songs and bars real quick.
So, yeah, let's just talk about hip-hop. That's a part of culture anyway.
So, what's one song that you know, one word for word, to this day?
There's a bunch of them, to be honest.
Just give me one good
Dreams and Nightmares. It's a good one.
I'm the only person bruh, that don't know this shit don't, word for bruh, word. So all I know is, hold on, wait a minute. Bruh. Yeah, I thought I would finish. Something in a carpet that ain't rented. Like, that's
not even what he said. That's all I'm talking about. My room. Bruh. Nah. That's crazy, bro. I thought everybody knew it, to be honest. No. Like, Freestyle by Lil Baby, that's another one.
Okay.
Kill Shot by Eminem, that's another one.
Yeah. We're gonna dissect that. What,
man?
Right.
It's a lot of them.
Because that was gonna be one of my picks. Shit, I can give three picks to shit. So Bad by Eminem. Like, I ain't gonna shit. Seduction by Eminem. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It's like, that shit just too hard. And... Damn, Writer's Block, Royce the 5'9", and M. You know what? Nah. I'm gonna change it. Yeah, man. Shut up. Because when I be in my mode, I be in my mode. Sometimes, all right. You know what? Yucatan by Kevin Gates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, I got so many songs I remember word from word, word by word though. Because I'm not a nigga that sang along to songs that often either. So I listen to bars more often than that.
True. So out of a few songs, or at least out of like three songs that you've mentioned, which one had the more difficult rhyme scheme?
Difficult?
Yeah.
For me to say?
No. Just in the way of when you like listen to it, just like, God, like, damn, complex, bro. Like you okay. Hear what this nigga just said, nigga.
It gotta be Eminem, bro. Like Killshot. Out of the ones I remember word for word, Killshot. Like,
Yeah. I forgot you didn't mention that. Oh yeah.
Out of the ones I know word for word,
bro. You know that shit got like over 400 million on fucking YouTube.
I'm not surprised, bro. I'm not surprised. Like, he destroyed MGK.
Yes.
Even in the song with Royce the 5'9", Not Alike.
Oh yeah.
He fucking destroyed him there, but did. Like he just.
You already know who the fuck you are, Kelly.
I was like, oh shit.
It's like he said, he's a Kelly. I'm like, ooh.
And with the beat switch and everything, I'm like, God damn.
I'm like, Sonny, you know you done fucked up, right?
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you definitely fucked up.
When it come to bars though, when Eminem is like. On his Eminem shit, he is like really top tier in when it comes to bars. So
what about Wayne though?
No, Wayne I think is the.
He's more diverse.
I think he no. I want to say he's. I think he's this best lyricist of modern day, period.
Without a pen or a pad. Not because he really doesn't write.
I know.
Yeah.
No, that goes to the point. Like, yeah, in modern day at least, I know there's a lot of niggas in the 90s and shit that was like, you know, they had bars too.
Oh yeah,
it was more it was more dependent on bars back then, so everybody really kind of needed to have bars or be on some dance shit. But Eminem, what, Lil Wayne, from his time on, there's nobody better than him besides maybe like a Kendrick or something. But it's a catalog difference. You still got to put Wayne above him.
They're neck and neck in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, Wayne and Eminem.
Yeah. Oh, and Eminem.
Yeah, okay. They're neck and neck. I think in shit, if people, they might, you know, this might get a little hate, and this is probably a hot take, but both of those like artists, Eminem and Wayne, I feel is harder than Hove. Like, honestly, I put, okay, yes, yeah. I put them above Hov.
No, I agree with you.
Like, straight up. And it's not because I'm from the South, but yeah, it's because bit, it's no, because both of them, are, only one of them's from the South.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Eminem's, Detroit. He's from, like, the East. Yeah, he's from the East.
He's from, like, Central, whatever.
He's on the East Coast. He's on the East Coast. Like, he's not from the...
Who? Eminem? With Detroit, yeah, Eminem. It's like, I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Wayne, he's from the South. So, it's like... Me putting Wayne over Eminem, that would be biased. But saying they're neck and neck, especially with their catalog, especially with their tenure in the game, too.
No, but I mean, like, if you was from New York, you might be fucking with Hov over Wayne. That's just real shit. Like,
true, but just, that's just like, that's it. Just like, I'm from the South, but I don't consider Bootsy a fucking legend. Something like,
good
like,
point, bro.
Bootsy, but it's like, I don't listen to your music. Like, I'm not saying, like, you're not a good artist, but I'm not. Ass. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, especially when I was younger. Oh, yeah. You could not get me to listen to a Bootsy ass. Badass song.
I always thought he was
at all. Nope. You could not get me. And niggas in my high school was like, yeah, you listen to that new Bootsy Badass? I'm like,
no. Like, never thought he was fire.
Like, why would I do that? Why would I listen to that?
I did not understand, like, why niggas thought he was fire.
Like, why would I do that to my ears? Until I actually got older and started listening to it, I was like, okay, I respect the message. I just don't like his voice.
I respect the black man that made it, goddamn, out the hood, but and beat a murder case, goddamn.
Yeah, facts.
But his music was not good, bro. It was not. And his voice is excruciating. Oh my god, like INDEP, like that shit was annoying as fuck, dog.
Do you know what that down.
No, that shit was hilarious too.
It's like, bro, that's not the right song. It's two different songs, bro. Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, damn. I thought it was the same song.
I don't even... To be honest, like, I don't even know the difference between the beats or anything
like
that.
Yeah, facts. Like they're both Louisiana Bounce.
Yeah, like... Wait, am I fucking Durag coming off?
Yeah, I done pulled it back. Yeah, Dewey not doing right.
Yeah. We about to take these braids out anyway.
Go back to free rocking.
Bro, I really like...
Too many napkins.
But to be honest with you, I'm like debating on whether or not I want to get dreads, because I just feel like dreads would be simpler. But I'm like, bro, I've been going through all these years saying I'm not getting dreads. I can't do that, bro. I can't be going back on my word like that, bro.
Bro, just do it. Just try it at least once.
Yeah, I mean, I'm heavily considering it because this fucking. This rock and braid shit.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you get those because all right, so pause and no homo on all of this shit, all right? But bruh, bitches be asking about you, nigga, like every I show bitches like the podcast, like bitches be asking about your ass. I'm like, yeah, he got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I ain't really
with him. He's in a relationship.
And not even because we on air and shit, but nigga, I ain't really into that, bro.
Nigga, you get some locks, nigga, they gonna start beating down the door.
All probably. Right? You probably right, too.
Yes,
like,
bro. They gonna actually start fighting Shania. I'm gonna be like, I ain't gonna cap. I am gonna swing on a bitch because I'm gonna be like, bro, you can't swing on my dog.
No, like to be honest, bro, all the hoe, I don't got no hoe in me no more. Like to be honest with you, I really don't. Like
I respect it.
I just don't. I don't have no hoe in me no more. Like I feel like I really grew out that shit. Like granted, circumstances and a lot can change those feelings. Feelings are just temporary all the time. Like they are just temporary. But at the same time. First of all, you're probably right, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And I heard bitches love dreads. So I'm just saying, like, that's probably the truth.
Why you think I'm like off ATL, nigga? I be getting a cut.
You ain't getting no cutty. I guess the cutty. I guess the booty. I guess the draws. Yeah, ATL is such a good movie.
Yes.
But anyways, though, I think every man, no matter how long you're in a relationship, well, I think I just heard Offset. He was on Lip Service, I think.
Yeah.
With Angela Yee, and I think he was just talking about this. Like, I do genuinely believe that every man really does have these thoughts of like fucking bitches, no matter how in love you are. Like your dick just have a mind of its own, and you just want to fuck bitches. Like it's like in our nature to just want to fuck bitches. Like yeah. I can't put it any other way, but like that, like it's real shit.
That means we're dying.
What? No, but at the same time though, like. Bruh, I hear so much fucking bad stories with these single niggas out here, bruh. I am so good.
My bad stories, yeah. Nigga.
Shit, yeah. I mean, you was like the closely, well, one of the closest related ones, but I see it all over the internet. Personally, I hear so many fucking fucked up stories. I'm like, bro, I'm good. Like, my bitch cook for me and fucking do my laundry, nigga, and like straight up. And
the only thing she don't do is wash my bowels.
But I swear she'd probably do that if I asked her. Like, no joke, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's so left field. Dead ass. Your penis is clean. Thank you.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like women are kind of like infatuated with penises. Like they want to try to touch them and like wobble them and shit. I don't know if that's just me. I've definitely experienced a few women that kind of play with my balls and shit. Like it's like some type of toy.
Yeah, because I got the. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, rolling, y'all. You know, we always gotta make sure we're nicely elevated and medicated while we giving y'all this good, you know, serenation into the ears, baby.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, in my experience, that's been pretty common.
You know what? Now that you mention it, you got a point.
No, that's like, yeah, they like jiggle point. Your flaccid penis around. Yes. Like it's like
yes.
I don't know what that is. Like it's yeah it's weird. But I, like, long story short, the reason me even saying that shows that, yeah, I need to appreciate what I got, nigga. Because I ain't going to lie. Single nigga sounded fucked up out here. I ain't going
to
hold
you. I ain't going to cap to you, bro. My last relationship, we were so locked in. Like, she was just laying down. I just come over there, like, butt-ass naked. Wait, pause on this. Just, like, rub my balls on her shit. Like, rub my balls on her fridges. She's just like... Really?
Yes. You know what time it is, baby.
I'm like, I teabagged you. Wait, I put my balls on your forehead now.
Now, that's the comfortability.
Well, that's love.
Yeah,
right
that's
there,
that comfortability right. I like right there. Like, if I could put my balls on your forehead and it just
and
be
you
funny.
Not get mad.
Yeah. That's like, real love right there.
On God. That's a Bonnie and Clyde.
That's crazy though. I ain't never did no shit like that. That's
bro,
wild.
I've done some wild like, shit.
Yeah, bitch.
Yes, I've done some wild shit. Alright, like I've dead ass put the tip of my dick in like the bottle cap. Not the bottle cap, but like the tip of the bottle and shit. And make and wait and watch her drink it and it's like ha. Like yeah, like I'm gotcha, a whole bitch. Asshole. Yeah, like I'm a whole asshole.
That's
like,
wild,
I'm a whole
bro.
Asshole.
Damn, yeah, you a demon dog.
I learned from the best.
Who the fuck taught you that?
Shit. I can't disclose that.
Yeah, because if you disclose it, it'd also be kind of weird.
Yeah. Just.
Like,
who
was fucking.
He was like, yeah, I basically.
He was getting teabagged on by somebody?
No, nigga. Oh. No. Bro? He told me stories. I was just like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Oh, bro. I'm about to say, bro. Sounded real gay. I learned from the best. He taught me everything he knew. Ugly. Like, like
now
what?
Now
you
just hammered it up.
Like, I don't know,
your
man.
Head has.
Who the fuck teaches you how to teabag if it's not porn?
Didn't teach me, nigga. It just basically just told me. And that's like, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to do that. But nah, just me like teabagging like. The forehead? Oh, no, that's just natural shit. Nah,
that's bottom, just natural
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like that's just shit. I just think about like on the daily, like, I'm gonna do it. Just come out of nowhere, just bow. Got my dick on your shoulder. Now what? Like, why is your dick on my shoulder? Cause it's there.
Hey. Ha. Straight up though. Like a helicopter and that shit. Like straight up though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's like your first love, bro. Like it's your mini me, bro. You can't like
it's straight up, bro. That's the reason why I kill over your ass. Alright? Like that is the reason. Not because of the pussy and shit like that. I've realized, yeah, that comes with it, but the pillow talk makes the relationship, all right? Like, that's the goofy shit.
Yeah,
that
facts,
makes
facts.
The fucking
yeah,
relationship.
That's 10 times more important. Well, like, sex is... Okay, so...
Sex is important.
What's the percentage?
50.
That's fair, to be honest. That's so fair.
If I'm being, like, gratuitous, 48.
Okay. Nah, 50 sounds right.
Like, you said 15?
50.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to
for
say.
For sure.
Shit.
And maybe for some niggas it's different, but sex is like really important. Yeah, like yeah. It's half
for
the
some
battle.
For some niggas it's like 90%.
But some, the other 10% some niggas is like 20% though. Some niggas don't care that much.
Yeah, that's because it's like they got weak dick.
And that's some niggas that probably get divorced too. Cause
yeah.
Them cause women like, man,
you're not putting it on me.
And like straight up, like they like, man, so you don't care about sex, but I do.
Yes. I've heard that before too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Like, and the sad part is, okay, now you good. And the sad part is, I gave her some weak dick on purpose because I'm just like, well, shit, that might be just what you're used to. Like, and she just wants
what
some
you mean
actual
on purpose?
Dick.
Like, you just jackrabbit that shit?
Nah, I didn't jackrabbit, but it's like, you know when you could go, you know when you could go more, but you're just like, eh, nah.
If I'm not attracted, like, if I'm not feeling it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's me though. Then, but that involves me. That involves me kind of jackrabbing or going faster than I normally would, just so I can try to. Because niggas only need friction if we be honest.
Yeah,
like,
straight up.
That's why jacking off works. But
yeah, especially if you hit with a condom.
Yeah. Oh my god, bro. And that's another thing. I can't go back to using condoms. Like,
bro, that shit is not always the move.
Right? Oh, nigga, that shit is never the move.
Sometimes
it's only
it is.
Because of
sometimes it is like look, you know, finish your statement.
Nah, explain that, bro. So
look,
I
this is really turning into like a fucking
subscriber. Yeah, subscribe. Yeah, we got unhinged. Like.
Yes, like completely unhinged. shit. You know what? Let's end it, and we can just like subscriber episode. Like,
well, nigga, I need to know. When is a condom, besides obviously not having a kid or getting STD, when is a condom like preferred ever?
Oh shit. Oh, me personally, when I know I'm about to bust a fat ass nut. And yeah, I'm not trying to get you pregnant. And
I mean, that's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
like
yeah,
that's the only
yeah,
reason
yeah,
why a condom yeah, is like necessary.
Yeah.
But and feeling, man, fuck that shit. I ain't going back to that, man. What?
Yeah.
What, man? I've tried. My girlfriend was on birth control. She's off birth control. So we tried using condoms in like recent history. And I'm like, man, what the fuck
well,
is this,
I can't
nigga?
Do
like,
no more.
This ain't it, dog.
Yes, but yo, I kid you not. Spoiled. I've been facts. Like, bro, I've been nutting in my past girlfriend for like the last 3 years. Okay, bro, I've tried to pull out. I can't. Like I just
oh,
I
you
can't.
Talking about out of her?
Yes.
Oh, I'm about to say
like not out of out. Nigga, my pull out game still work. Fuck yeah. That. I tried it. I was like, nigga, I gotta see.
Yeah. No, I'm pulling
out. It's kinda risky.
When you think about it, like if you know the risk, pulling out is really not hard, bro.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Like,
right.
You know the risk
yeah.
And you
and
always
like the last
10
seconds it's just a
yeah.
Whole flash.
Yeah. You like, know when you about to bust. Like, I ain't never bust and okay. Now we can move on because now it's
yeah.
Really unhinged.
Yeah.
But man, okay, so I do want to talk about this LeBron thing though. So there's a lot of people on Twitter coming out and also the Ohio school board and shit came out and said they was upset with the test results from LeBron James's school. I forget the name. I think it's called Hope something like that. Hope Pride
Hope James.
It's something like Hope. It's like a charter school. But they were saying like basically the fifth graders aren't passing they math tests or science tests, whatever the case. That context does not matter that much. But I've been seeing a lot of people coming out in criticism of LeBron James because of this. And I want to make something very clear. One, why is we always tearing each other down? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, even I seen a comment on Poetic Flacco's post because he was one of the niggas that posted about it. And he was like, man, this like your third pull is tearing black man down. What the fuck is going on with you? Like, why can't we fucking celebrate the fucking small things that he tried to give back to his community? Like, after having his successes, not having to do shit for y'all niggas. Honestly.
Straight niggas. Up. Like, yo, what does he really owe y'all?
But he gave back to Akron. Akron, that's what it was. Akron, Ohio. He gave back to Akron in the best way he knew how by creating a school for less than privileged kids
yes.
To go to.
And in all honesty, that's a great step in philanthropy. So, hey, I'm not going to sit here and just knock him for that. Like, granted, it could be better, but that's why people actually just need to... What am I thinking of? It just needs to be a consensus, or at least they need to step back and work on the curriculum a little more and invest a little bit more time and research into seeing how they can actually get the school's accreditation system up and into better standings.
Well, I think that you also have nothing but kids that are from a certain lifestyle. And that's going to breed kids that's not that well, not that great in school. They have shit going on at home, so they can't really, you know, focus that much in school and shit like that. There's reasons behind it rather than just
the curriculum. I bet you if they paid the teachers more than they pay, like, regular teachers, I bet you they'd actually teach them, like, as much as they need.
Facts. That's a good point.
Yo, make a way. Like, I promise you.
Teachers as much as they should be teaching them, real talk.
Because, yo, teachers have so much of an impact.
A lot of teachers.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, like, Mr. Barry, like, he's one of those niggas, I don't think he needed teaching. I think he's one of those people that
he just chose it.
Yeah, he wanted to give back to his community by teaching us
facts,
economics, the shit that's important too.
Facts.
But a lot of these teachers are not getting paid what they need to get paid, honestly. But I think they sit on the same curriculum as the Akron School Board, though. I don't think it's any different curriculum. I just think it's the type of kids that go there.
True. Which it's like both statements aren't really like right nor wrong. So it's just, it all depends.
But my whole thing was, like, regardless of the context, my whole thing is that
because I was about to burn myself just now.
It's a burning ass. I got chills, and they're multiplying.
But why do we tear each other, as black people, why do we tear each other down when we're trying to do something great? Like, even fucking Dr. Umar Johnson is kind of a meme. Like, let's be honest. Like,
this is fine.
But why? Like, why is that a part of our culture to, like, tear each other down for fun? Why is that?
I do not have an answer for you on this one. I genuinely can't even make one up.
It's so weird to me. Like, and that's why I think, I don't know if Kevin Gates said this, but he's basically saying, like, man, the niggas that hate on me is niggas. They be black people. Like, the white people don't be hating on me. It be the fucking niggas. And that's so
true. That's
true. Like, it be nothing but niggas fucking hating. Like, what?
You know what? I think it stems from slavery. Like, honestly, you got to think about the segregation that they used between us, like, black people, like, the light skin versus dark skin, house niggas versus field niggas. So that could actually be a part of that. And also, you got to think about it, too. Africans actually had slaves back then as well. Like, they had slavery before the Europeans. So...
No, slavery has always been a thing throughout the whole world, for sure.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
That
could be, but I'm not saying that that is.
I think the first thing you said was right. I think we've been ingrained, like, segregation has been ingrained into black people to the point where we had the old heads coming up separating light skin and dark skin. And now, when I'm in elementary school.
Colorism, there we go.
Yeah, colorism. When I'm in middle school, they're making light skin and dark skin thing like an actual thing. Like, that's a roast. Like, yo, white ass, yellow ass, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, yo, half ass.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's actually a thing, but that's ingrained in us from history. So that shit can be, like, dead ass from slavery.
Yeah, facts. So it's
which is weird though, because we want
to be so progressive, but we're regressing in our own way.
Yeah,
like, yo,
real nigga shit. You said that, like, you did that. Bro, right, you said that perfectly, nigga.
Appreciate it. What you mean? Yeah, I'll be practicing.
Oh God, that was it right there.
Yeah,
like, it's so weird in our mindset. We, like, I don't know. I do feel like, and I don't know if I'm alone on this, but I feel like black people sometimes feel like somebody owe them something.
Oh, facts. We are entitled as shit. And the sad part is, it's because of slavery. Because we feel like we should be owed for reparations because of what our because of what our forefathers went through. But at the same time, we're not going through, like, a snowball of what they fucking went through. Yeah. Like, let's just be real about it. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, reparations are a bad thing, or reparations aren't something that should be, you know, issued out to those families that had the generational curse, or not generational curse, but had the generations of slaves or something of that sort. But all I'm saying is not all black people need fucking reparations, yeah, okay? Like, real shit, because niggas, just like Dr. Umar Johnson said, we do need to get rid of some of these niggas.
Yeah, facts.
Like, real shit. Facts. We do need to get rid of some of these niggas, all right? And niggas go for white people, black people, ignorance in general, yeah, okay? We're not talking about the people that can actually be changed or actually has potential to making the right choice, all right? Or just become succumb to their circumstances, all right? Like, if that happens, all right, cool. But if you're beyond redemption, yeah, you need to go.
There's a lot of niggas that's beyond redemption, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Yes. I've seen them niggas.
But no dig on the niggas that's actually trying, all right? That's actually working towards that redemption.
Yeah, we
need
too.
Y'all. Yeah, we do need y'all. We cannot sit here and just throw dirt and not give y'all flowers as well. Nah.
I be seeing them niggas too. They be like having normal jobs and shit at the warehouse at McDonald's and shit like that.
And they be cool as fuck too.
And I respect those niggas, but like Dr. Umar Johnson said, for sure, there is them niggas. Yeah. Niggas that need to fucking go. Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I think they the ones that perpetuate a lot of the negative shit in our community too.
Yes.
And it just leads to a cycle. So they kids believe in the same shit and start teaching other kids the same shit. And it's just like, that's what's ingrained in us forever.
Yeah, so never, if in all honesty, if we didn't have so many niggas, and this is a hot take, there would not be so many bodies dropping in Chicago.
Now, I will say one thing though. There is a lot of things that in the black community seems to be really lacking, even growing up in Riverdale. What the fuck did we learn about? What the fuck did our schools look like? Besides when Drew finally got... What, was that Drew?
The renovation. Riverdale got the renovation.
No, well, they got a renovation now.
Yeah.
Well, not now.
Oh, you're talking about the original? Yeah, Drew.
I was thinking either Drew or North Clean.
Shit, Drew had coke in it, nigga. There was motherfuckers doing coke. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that liked the school when niggas do coke.
Yeah, that's why they named Drew the zoo.
Well.
Yeah.
I heard somebody got beat, like, to death over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, Riverdale, we had some wild shit, but...
No, that's not, crazy as fuck.
Like, you remember when niggas was, like, getting jumped in the, like, front office? It was, like, 5 girls.
Hell no.
Like, yes, bro. And then that shit just moved. It's, like, you remember the front hallway right by the principal's office? Like, right...
Oh, yeah, front... Yeah.
Like, bro, hitting... Like, bitches just hitting and shit. That shit spilled all the way outside into the front of the school, bro. This nigga Kato got slammed by fucking Officer Stroger and shit. Yo, that was a wild-ass day. I was like, bro, free my nigga Kato, bro. I don't even know that nigga like that, but I'm just like, free that nigga, bro. Free that nigga, he ain't do shit.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, though. Riverdale was toxic as fuck, bro.
Oh, yeah, it was.
No cap.
Like, at least we didn't have school shootings, though.
I mean, both is bad. It's not like
hey,
it's
a I just rather niggas get the hook in and get suspended or get some ISS than having somebody's life in danger.
But niggas' life is technically in danger when you think about it, because
it's
if you
just
grow up
that life, it's just 1-on-1, not 1-on-30.
What do you mean?
Meaning if it's a 1-on-1 fight, or let's say niggas get jumped. All right, that's like 5 people. But if somebody comes in with a Glock with a 30-round mag, that, which granted, if we're just looking at it like more like, okay, let's look at it more realistic then. 25 bullets in an AR-15.
I just think they're not, you can't really compare them at all. One is a more of a, so if you grew up in a toxic school like Riverdale, where there's niggas that will straight up slap your ass for no reason. Like,
yeah, playing dumbass beatbox games and shit. Yeah,
they straight up just slam your ass for no reason. Yeah. Like, it was a kind of a hierarchy based off of...
It was low-key like jail.
Yeah, based off of who the most gangster, who the most hood, who the most hard, who the most respected type of thing.
Facts.
That's what it was. Even when it came to roasting and shit, like, nigga, if you a lame nigga, bro, you not...
Bro, you was not getting no fucking recognition.
Nobody laughing at your shit. It could be funny as fuck, too.
Nah. If it was, like, really funny, niggas gonna laugh.
But I've seen a nigga say... Bruh, a nigga dead ass said mustard bottle head ass, and everybody started laughing. And the nigga said, "Damn, what he say?" But he said something fucking funny as fuck. Like, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said something so fucking funny, and I'm laughing hard as fuck. And everybody like, "Nigga, shut your lame ass up." I'm like, "Bruh, wow."
I'm like, "Bruh, but he actually killed this nigga." bro. How y'all gonna do them like that? Bro, let this man live.
It's a hierarchy, bro. Like, that's how Riverdale was. So if you grew up in that, and some niggas succumb to that, some niggas are still comfortable in themselves. Like, the nerd niggas didn't let the, you know, the upper echelon of the hierarchy determine what they was gonna be. But yeah, there are some niggas that did. There's some niggas that was nerd niggas, and they like, bro, I can't be no hoe getting fucking like slammed for no reason in Riverdale. Fucking, and I knew it. Wait, what's,
yeah, I'm one of those.
I would say, yeah, you got started off for no reason.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm one of those niggas. I'm like, and I think, you know, and I think that's why certain people that we knew from Riverdale, that, you know, we kept in contact with, I think that's why they see, like, oh, okay, they see the difference. Like, you're seeing, like, the negative side of it, but it's like, bro, nah, I'm just, like, not going for that no more. I'll be damned. Like, nigga got, like, violated in a fucking, like, basketball court in front of everybody.
But, like, nah, for sure, and that shit determines how you gonna be when you grow up. And for you, it didn't make you a crash dummy, but I know a nigga that we used to roast his ass all the time. He got two bodies now.
You talking about Sydney?
No. Well,
yeah. I'm like, I can see it. Sadly.
Nah, his name was, like, Lucky.
Oh, I hope that nigga Sydney doing good, though, for real.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, nigga, like, used to roast him bad.
Yeah, like, I hope that nigga all right. Because I'm like, bro, I feel like if we had a school shooter, I feel like he would have probably been the one, okay? Like, honestly. And if he ever, like, push up on me about this shit, I'm gonna be like, yeah, nigga, you was quiet as fuck.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Niggas used to roast the fuck out. I didn't even know him, but I knew niggas roasted him.
Yes, bro. I saw it. I was just like, damn. I didn't say shit, so I wouldn't get roasted.
Yeah, cause, yeah, facts. Like, nigga, who the fuck? Hey, nigga, I know you ain't talking, nigga. Like, boy, don't make me get on you.
I should just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, facts. I seen that shit happen in real time, too, bro. And I'm like, damn, that nigga should never said nothing.
But that shit won't happen to me, though.
Sometimes you can't even laugh too hard, or they'll get on your ass.
Yeah, back. You grin, you
the
in.
The fuck you laughing at?
Like, bro, you got the body mass of a toaster strudel, nigga.
Man,
like,
I will say, I love my people. I love the culture. I love, like, how we do things. Like, it's just, like, everything we do to other people may seem like on an aggressive tip or whatever you might think of it as. But in reality, we just, like, that's how we show love a lot of the time.
Yeah, facts.
Even when, like, niggas roasting at the table, there's nobody. Granted, I've seen niggas take it too serious, but there's nobody there to try to, like, really hurt your feelings. It's just like, niggas, picklehead ass nigga. It just be like, this funny shit.
Yeah,
like,
fat face ass fucker.
But like, oh, okay, I lost my fucking point. God damn, I hate when I go rambling, and then we hate that shit. But I was saying, some niggas turn straight murderers, gang members and shit after high school because of those high school experiences.
True.
So then that might determine whether they fucking die in the street or get arrested. Whereas a school shooting, they gonna go in there and kill probably like 12 people on average or something like that. 12 kids.
Yeah, like, that's, I mean, not a lot.
It's still a lot. No, it's still a lot for sure. And it's gonna definitely scar a lot of people for sure. But both of them shits are fucking detrimental to the kid's future at the end of the day. So it's like,
nah, you make a valid point.
Yeah, so it's kind of like hard to really compare the shits, because that toxic experience, boy, I seen that shit turn niggas to gangsters. Yeah, straight true. Up. They like, nigga, ain't nobody ever gonna try me again. I'm about to clap a nigga.
Look, honestly, and I will say this too, if it was not for my mom, I definitely would have been a crash dummy. Like, I kid you not. If it was not for my mom. Only reason why I say that, it's always good to have a good parental, like, you know, unit in your household to actually talk sense into you and let you know, okay, if you go do this, there are repercussions for your actions. Like, granted, your friends can tell you, but you're not going to take it as serious if your mom tells you or your parent tells you.
It depends.
Yeah, like,
sometimes niggas entrust in their friends a little bit when it comes to certain topics more than their parents.
True.
Because sometimes kids be forgetting that their parents is much older than them, and they experience what you experience a lot of the times. Even if it's some street shit and your mom is an obvious woman, like, you never know what your parents know throughout their lifetime. Like, they done seen and heard a lot of shit.
Yeah, facts.
But some niggas do, like, if your friends tell you, it's some, for some niggas, it's just like, all right, well, that nigga's telling me not to do it.
Okay, so I'm
and I know he did this, that, and the third too. That's a part of it too.
Yeah, true, like, true. That confirmation bias. Yeah. So it's like, I get that, but shit, sometimes it depends on the situation.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I do believe, like, it depends, like, it's a time, too, where you need to hear certain things.
Oh, most definitely.
Because you might have heard the same thing 5 times in the past 5 years, but just now you heard the same thing out of somebody's specific mouth, and you just like, yeah, okay, I hear that.
Shit, just like being transparent with y'all, shit. They talk to me about my approach to shit. Like, all of my friends have talked to me about that, all right? And that's something that I've had to change over the years. I've been working on it, and my approach can be shitty at times to certain situations, because sometimes I just rather rip the Band-Aid off, because it's hard for me to, like, pussyfoot and sugarcoat shit for the most part. But I do understand it's a time and place to say certain things, and it's all it all depends on the people in your corner. Alright, also remember that you can't take advice from everybody, so pay attention to how they move and how they react to certain situations, then take advice from, you know, then just go from there, in my opinion.
What the fuck is you even talking about? Man, I ain't gonna lie, we're not talking about the same things.
Oh shit, damn.
It was so off base. I thought you were just like about to end the podcast. That's what I thought that was this whole time. But I was saying, like, maybe, like, just like, okay, let's say with stocks.
Okay.
I didn't get into stocks for a long time, and you always talked about
stocks. You told me dead ass out your mouth in my face, nigga, I will never.
Yeah, exactly.
Stocks, you're wasting your breath.
Yeah,
talking to me about this shit.
Exactly. I remember that shit
so vaguely. I'm just like,
wow. Exactly. But like, it took from my own time and my own experience for me to, like, actually get into it.
Then you just like, alright, bro, sometimes so I'm gonna hop into this shit.
Yeah, like, sometimes it's just not the right person to tell you, or sometimes it's just like, yeah, not true. The right time to tell a person.
It's true. Shit, because I was trying to tell you, Marcus, and Star. I tried to tell that nigga Darius, but...
Bro, he got a lot going on, bro.
This nigga Darius, he would ask me, bro, so what would you be doing? Nigga, if you don't look at this fucking video, I'm sending you the same shit that I'm looking. Like, I'm looking up. I'm not about to spoon feed you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. No.
At the end of the day, you gotta do your own research anyway, doing your own plays.
Yeah, facts.
Doing stocks.
So it's like, bro, don't try to copy off me, cause if you lose money, that is not on me.
Yeah, on God, nigga. That ain't my fault. You ain't doing no research, nigga.
Yeah, facts. Don't stop trying to, like, get profit off of my coattail.
Shit, by the way, while we approaching the end of this podcast, first of all, shout out to all the niggas that's holding on to stocks. I know it's not the best time right now. Everything kind of just fluctuating.
If you in Berkshire Hathaway B, you up right now.
Fire.
Yeah, that's my nest egg.
Your what?
My nest egg. That's like, I'm going to always keep a share in it. I don't care how broke I get, I'm not pulling that out. Because that's the one stock where it's slow, but you're going to get a return in a couple of years.
Shit, I never thought about it.
Yeah, always. That's one stock to actually invest in.
I have Apple though. I've had Apple.
Oh yeah, but you get good dividends from that too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, Apple has been the one that I've just been, like, trading consistently. That's why I made all my day trading options on all of it. Whole 1,200 I've made.
Oh, bro, see, that's the one thing I hate about working first shift, nigga. Yeah. Like, oh my facts, god, bro. That was one reason why I like working third shift, because it's like, I'm able to still in the morning make a couple of plays.
Yeah.
And then I can get some sleep.
And then give you something to look forward to, too, because that's how I was with Amazon. Like, I'd be working and shit, then 9 o'clock in the morning come. Well, not even, like, probably like 6 or something. You can look at the before hours and shit.
Yeah, like the pre-market.
Yeah, you can look at, like, what's going on and shit. Like, that gives you something to look forward to. You like, okay, I'm about to make some money, nigga. Like, I'm about to do something. I'm about to make a play.
Oh, we should actually start making this a little segment.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's like, we're both, like, kind of versed in this shit.
And we haven't talked about stocks in a long time. Where shit,
yeah.
It's like, why not?
I had to liquidate, like, half of my portfolio to get this. Me too. Yeah. Like,
to get what? The car?
Yeah. Just looking forward, this was the wrong car to get. I should have just got something else. I missed my high-up car.
Because you're talking about the how small it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. True. Yeah, that is so true, man. That's so true. Like when I get out this shit, I'll be fucking. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like goddamn, bro.
My shit got stretch and shit. I got in my mom's car early. I was like, I miss this.
She got that big motherfucker.
Yeah,
too,
I just stepped in that motherfucker. I'm just like.
Bro, when you in a big truck, it like you like.
It feels awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it make you want a big truck for real. Yeah,
my next car is gonna be a Tucson, turbo with a Tucson with a turbo. Either that or the Hyundai trucks, like one of those Hyundai trucks.
The fuck? Damn, this nigga done walked all the way to the store, huh?
I bet you gonna look back.
But as far as stocks go, bro, I mean like. I think I've said this before. I guess we're going to make this more of a segment later because we're towards the end of this podcast.
Yeah, most
of it. But a lot of it is just patience and not being too greedy, bro.
Facts.
I cannot.
Knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them, walk away and run.
Facts, bro. I can't tell you how many times I done lost out on so much profit just being greedy.
Yes. Like, facts. Same on this end. Shit. I lost a whole 1,200, 1,300 yeah. Like that ass being greedy.
Like on like, profit, yo, bro. Yes. I've lost so much money on profit.
Bro, imagine making 1,400 and then losing that shit slowly over 2 weeks.
God damn. Also, and not being too hasty too. That's also another thing. Which yeah. it sounds like counterintuitive or whatever, because they both kind of like what you can't be too greedy or you can't be too hasty. But it is a good in between that you want to be at, yes. And also you want to be happy to get out of some of these stocks, bro. That's also yes. Another thing, like
make profit and dip.
Yeah.
Don't hold, even if it shoots up, like let's say $60. Okay, cool. You made your money at least. Let's say you're making an option play and it shoots up to like $60, but you feel like it could shoot up to like $80.
Specifically, short term options plays. Long term, you're fine. I think you're fine.
Yeah,
you got so much time.
Yeah, you got a better chance of like holding and yeah.
If you short term, first of all, don't short term options trade. Just get the capital. Maybe get on margin if you. Well, no, I don't suggest anyone get on margin if you're bad.
That's only if you have it. That's
yeah, and if you're bad with money, don't do that. I'm
yeah, facts.
But do whatever. Get the capital first, then trade. Don't do short term options. I will say. If you were a lucky nigga like I was, you can make a lot of money fast. Like,
yeah, especially if you're betting on a stock's downfall and you've been watching it for at least 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you know the patterns, stick to what you know, straight up.
But I guess it depends on how you want to trade. If you want somebody that's want to be super analytical on a stock and, you know, basically bet on it, then short-term options is definitely perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You
want right.
to make
right.
a 300, 500. I've made $500 in a day.
Facts.
If you want to do that with these short-term options, oh, yeah. You can definitely do that. Stocks, I would say, is something you want to hold on to retirement and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Just make sure you divert. It's always good to diversify your portfolio and make sure you have your hands in all things, because just a little in everything. Always have, you know, your fingers in each pass, because you never know which one will truly just pop off, and just in case if one falls off, you still have something else to balance it out.
Yeah, that would be a tip from I would say too, like diversifying, as if first of all diversifying your portfolio in general, like don't just have everything in options or everything in straight stocks, like, you know, get a good mixture of everything, ETFs and all that. But also, like, get into other shit, like fucking the stock market and shit like
facts.
That. But, yeah, that's my top three tips on, you know, trading out here. I'm not giving, this is not financial advice.
Yeah, we're not financial advisors. We're, you know, by law, we got to say that. Yeah. So take this advice at your own risk.
But just know we're saying it from experience.
I mean, oh, yeah.
I will let you know the risks. We talking about the gains, because I've honestly only experienced more gains than losses. I've been lucky enough to say that.
I've experienced more losses than gains. So yeah. we've seen both sides of
facts.
The
coin. But I see how the loss looked, though.
That shit
I've
hurt.
I've been in an option contract 2 weeks out.
Yo, just
and that shit
dumb
down
shit. $30.
Yeah,
just on some dumb shit, bro. Just on some just
Bruh, I
shouldn't have
did
it. Yeah, you fucking sitting there hating yourself,
bruh,
too.
Bruh, yes, you just sick. You're just like, you know what? Where's the gun at?
I'm a fucking idiot. I did not have to do that, bruh.
You're like, oh my God.
And I also, last tip, because this is going too long.
Pull out.
All right. Wait, stop leaving your dick in every bitch.
Damn, what was I gonna? Oh, fuck it. It's better to be too hasty than to be too greedy, goddamn.
Yeah.
Because real talk, bruh.
Yeah.
It's better to make $20 than to lose
$200. Oh, fucking <man. laughs>
That's so true. Shit. Don't be trying to shoot for money that you want to survive off of.
Yeah, don't try to shoot for the moon and land on the sun.
Oh, God, nigga. Oh, God, that shit not pretty, bro.
Yeah, that shit gonna burn. Oh, God.
There's been times I got out at $20, $20 profit, and then I look back at it, and that shit's like minus $300. I'm like, damn, okay. Like, yeah, good thing I did get out, goddamn.
Look, I can say a lucky story. It was Bank of America. I put in a put option because I saw that shit was just shit in the bed 1 week. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I woke up one day, bro. I was up $78. I was like, Jesus, go.
Oh, God.
I immediately sold off. Right.
Man, it's such a like adrenaline. I don't know if it's adrenaline.
Yeah, it is. It
like
is.
Endorphins, whatever it is, bro. That
it's
shit
a
feels,
dopamine.
Yeah,
feel.
It like, feels like amazing. And it feels awful when you lose a lot of money,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's addicting.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's straight up like gambling. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, it's the closest thing to gambling that's not
we
actually
need to go
gambling.
To Vegas.
No, I'm not really into gambling, even though I just basically said I am into gambling.
Nigga, we going to Vegas. All right, fuck all that. We got to go to Vegas. All right, we got
to we definitely got to go to Vegas, but I'm not gambling in Vegas.
Ooh.
But that's been the podcast, you guys. Hopefully you guys were interested in the topics and our takes on those.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the audio versions of the podcast. I've been seeing our growth since we've kind of got back on schedule with the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Damn, first of all, I want to apologize for letting y'all niggas down, because damn,
yeah,
I ain't gonna
like,
lie.
We sorry, bro.
Just transparently, and I'm not trying to be like Doja Cat and say some shit I shouldn't say, but this is just how I feel. A part of me was like, well, not that many niggas listen to us on the audio version. But I was so fucking wrong. I just want to like thank all y'all for tuning into the fucking podcast from everywhere. Goddamn,
I was not with him on that statement. All right,
that's just me.
Yeah,
that's just all me.
Yeah,
I felt that though. I hope y'all appreciate my honesty. But I do appreciate y'all for tuning in with us on audio portions. Check out the subscriber episodes. I think they're $2.99, right?
No, they're $1.99.
$1.99.
Yeah.
Wow. They're gonna be $2.99. I'm gonna change that.
Yeah.
But $2.99. You know
and
what I'm saying?
The saga of a friendship that ended.
Yeah, it's a summer.
He says story. He says we both wrong. I say I don't give a damn.
Yeah, and well, y'all gonna hear that saga.
Yeah.
It's definitely a 3-part series. You get to hear the beginning, the middle, and the end.
And it's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Y'all can get y'all takes on that, too. I believe there's a poll up on there, so y'all can go ahead, you know, type in y'all, you know, responses to that and whatnot. So, $2.99 for the subscriber episodes.
You
of course, check out our sponsor.
Nigga.
Huh?
Yeah, like, whatever options they pick, like, you should show that nigga the poll.
Well, shit, we got to get more people to buy our subscriber episodes first.
Shit, I'll get it.
You already got it, don't you?
I bought one.
I seen that you got it, actually.
Yeah, because I was like, bro, I'm about to buy one.
First of all, them niggas take 13 cents off that motherfucker. Like, I really trying this. 13 cents.
Emotional damage.
No, I'm playing. Like, they fire. All right, I'm playing. But, yes, yeah, so, definitely check out our sponsor, of course, What's the Scenario?
Hip Hop Card Game.
And
for all ages.
SSO Podcast when you check out. All my social media handles going to be down below. Of course, I'm going to put down that new page where our new vlogs and reaction videos and whatnot, whatever the fuck we think of, you know what I'm saying, gonna be on there. So it's gonna be separate from our podcast. Our podcast is gonna be more so like a subsidiary of the Short Story Long brand, and that's what that page is gonna be.
Yes, sir.
So really, it should have been vice versa. Like, that's the podcast page is bigger, but whatever. Yeah, that's all. That's all I got.
And it's been your boy Jew, the Granny Slayer, Panty Taker, MILF player. I fucked that all up. But you already know. Tell your auntie to leave the stove light on and the door unlocked for a young nigga. You know, have a hot meal for me because I'll be hungry, you know, before I lay pipe. Or at least after I lay pipe. All right. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. But my social media handles will be in the description below. Again, thank you to our sponsor with Scenario. And also, from the bottom, deepest, darkest part of my soul, dick, balls, and heart, I thank every last one of y'all. Alright. Without y'all, there would be no us. And we just gotta keep, you know, saying that, stating that, making sure we give y'all enough love, cause as much, well, reciprocating the love that y'all give us. Alright. I'm high. I'm high as fuck, sorry.
Also, check out 7 Daily Strains and 7 Daily Strains LLC.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make sure y'all check that out because we haven't been promoting those in like months. Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't said shit about that.
Yeah, so, yeah. At all. Like that shit with ghosts.
We've been slipping.
Yeah, you know, it happens. It happens. Yeah. Merch coming on the way. Facebook page coming on the way. So, you know, we're going to be everywhere putting it in your faces, you know, putting pressure on you pussy niggas' necks.
Yeah, just like putting his balls on his ex-girlfriend's head.
Oh, God, nigga. Like, so, look. And I got my grandma on my chain, so I'm always protected, bitch.
Straight up.
And we go.